there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. We are live on Sunday nights. Yes, it's Memorial Day weekend, but we decided, let's do it. We're here with you live, and we've got a great guest lined up for you for this hour. We're so excited that he made available his time and his schedule to be with us on Memorial Day weekend as well. And his name is Richard Shaw. Now, he's a guy that works behind the scenes a lot. In fact, you may not know this, but all of the Watchers movies that L.A. Marzulli has put together, and those are beautiful, well-done documentaries. The guy behind all of that production in the back room, putting all that together, the guy behind the camera, behind the editing machine, is Richard Shaw. You'll probably remember L.A. Marzulli mentioning his name a few times on his various appearances with us. But now Richard has a project of his own, and it's all about the Torah codes. I watched the movie today. I also listened to some other interviews that he has done on this, and I am just absolutely fascinated with this topic. Richard Shaw, welcome to Jim Paris Live.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on tonight. Thank you so much, Jim.
Hey, well, it's good to have you with us, and I thought I would start by having you tell us a little bit about your background. I read your biography, and if I can say this in a very much a complimentary way, I want you to take it this way. It looks like your whole start in this industry was sort of as an editing nerd, a guy that was like one of the first people to get into digital editing, and I mean, that's hard to believe today that we used to have a time where you actually edited the physical film, and now it's all digital. Kids today would never imagine that you're actually handling film, but you're one of the pioneers of all that. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, I was actually what they referred to as a beta test site for Avid, which was a company that made the film composer that you make motion pictures with. So I would test their gear, and I also was a beta test site for Adobe and for Electric Image and a bunch of other companies. This was back early on when they were developing their software. I knew the guys that wrote Final Cut Pro that we use now on Apple. And so I've been doing it a very long time, and it's really progressed over the years to an amazing, I mean, where I can basically on a laptop computer can turn out projects that look just stellar compared to what we would have to have done even 15 years ago. We would have a room full of equipment, tape machines, and all that, and all that's unnecessary now.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about this. I remember when I was on the high school radio station, and this was back in the early 1980s, and we would have to do editing, and we actually had like a razor blade. We would cut the tape and actually, you know, take a piece of tape and put it over the audio tape and splice it. And that's how it was like doing surgery. You had to use a razor blade and everything. Now, I always remember, you're old enough, I'm sure, to remember this commercial where there's two guys walking across the street. One has a chocolate bar and the other one has a canister of peanut butter, and they bump into each other, and then it's the Reese's peanut butter cup. So you got to tell us the story of how you and L.A. Marzulli get together because it's one of the most amazing matchups I've ever seen. I mean, in other words, before you, Ellie Marzulli wasn't doing these movies. And it's like when you see Ellie Marzulli doing these movies, he was made to do this. It's like Tiger Woods was made to hit a golf ball. Ellie Marzulli was made to do this. And you two guys happened to just get together somehow. Tell us that story.
Well, it was weird. I mean, there's a late night talk show that a lot of us listen to out here in California called Coast to Coast AM. I'm sure you guys get it back.
Oh, yeah. I've been on there as a guest myself a number of times.
It's with George Norrie, who Ellie and I both know quite well. And one night, this is before I knew George, I was still listening to the show, and Ellie Marzulli came on. And I'd been having these thoughts about, you know, who is this Antichrist creature that we read about in the book of Revelation? And he was doing things that just weren't something that human beings do. And I'm going, well, is he an alien? Is he an angel? You know, is he a fallen one? Who is this guy? And I was thinking about it, and L.A. was kind of giving a blow-by-blow analysis of what he thought on Coast to Coast one night, which has sort of turned into a paranormal radio show that is like almost like a church. I mean, people yeah. all over the country that are afraid to ask these questions in their churches ask them on the air with Coast to Coast, is they're the only people that don't think they're crazy.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
I got LA's email address and I invited him to lunch. And I said, I just think I'm supposed to do this.
Wow, so you didn't know him. You just heard him on the radio, and you both live in Southern California, so you thought, well, I'll just send this guy an email, and I'll meet him for lunch. And for all he knew, you were an axe murderer or something,
well,
right?
He thought I was some crazy Hollywood producer, of which there are many.
Right, exactly.
And he I think he even joked about it with his wife, Peggy. Oh, some Hollywood producer wants to have lunch with me today. I'll go and see what this is all about. Well, we really hit it off, and a couple of months later, I was working on a promo to try to raise funds to shoot a movie about the Torah codes. And so I called up LA and I said, hey, do you want to be in my film? And that was the first thing that I ever shot with Ellie Marzulli, and he came over to my studio at the time in Hollywood, and I thought he was really great on camera. And that was my first on-camera experience with LA.
And when was that? What year would that have been?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think the first time I ever got together with L.A. was in 2007, and I think we did the promo at the end of 2008, early 2009.
Wow. And now here we are. How many Watchers movies are there now? 9 or 10?
Well, we have 8, and we're working on 9 right now. In fact, we have a shoot scheduled tomorrow. But all that to say is that about a few months after he did the Torah code demo with me, he called me and said, how would you like to, he basically asked me if I would direct a show with him about UFOs. And I'd always been really intrigued with the process. But it was kind of a scary assumption. Where are we going to get footage of UFOs, for one thing? Who are we going to get as far as to interview for the show, and how much money do we have? And the budget was infinitesimally small, and the show had to be an hour long. I thought, I don't know why I'm going to say yes, because this seems like an impossibility, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think I'm supposed to do this. And so we did Watchers 1, which we called The Watchers. We never said The after that. People wanted more after the first episode we did, so we just started calling them Watchers 2, Watchers 3, Watchers 4, and each one got a little better as we were able to fund them a little better. So now here we are doing Watchers 9, and we've got a bunch of things that I think are going to blow people away.
I even saw on one of the Watchers movies, and I can't keep up with them all, I'll be honest with you, but one of them, there was a plane landing, I think this was in Peru, and somebody had strapped, like, GoPros to the landing gear or something. You could actually see, like, the underside of the plane as it was landing, and I was like, man, this is, like, right out of a movie. I was waiting for Harrison Ford to come off that plane or something when it landed.
That was, yeah, we went to to fly over the Nazca lines, and I had two cameras strapped onto the airplane. It's not the first time we put a camera on a plane.
Yeah, that's fascinating. All right.
Gary Stearman was flying.
We've got a break coming up here. After the break, we're going to get into it, all about the Torricos, the documentary. His name is Richard Shaw, filmmaker, and we're going to get into it all right after this. Stay tuned.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are live with you on this Memorial Day weekend, and my guest this hour is Richard Shaw, filmmaker from Hollywood, California, the man behind the camera, typically with the Ellie Marzulli movies, the Watcher series, and Ellie's been with us many, many times. Tonight, he's with us to talk about a movie where he's in front of the camera, and the movie is called The Torah Codes. It's a documentary. It's fascinating, and we're going to get into all of that here in a moment, what the movie actually details. But Richard, tell me the backstory of this movie coming together, because as I understood the story, it seemed like that was a miracle in and of itself. I mean, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, are considered by many people a sort of an account of God's first miracles. But your involvement in this project seems more than coincidental in terms of how this all came together and how you were introduced to the right people for this to be able to happen. Why don't you start with telling us a little bit about the background, then we'll get into the movie itself.
Well, I've been interested in it for years, ever since Michael Drosnin pretty much revealed that there were codes in the Bible in his first book called The Bible Codes that was released in 1997. I bought the book when I was out in Los Angeles on a shoot, and I wasn't living in L.A. at the time, and read it on the plane on the way home and couldn't believe it. It was just, like, phenomenal. And I'd seen several documentaries that had been done, but most of those documentaries had been based around the tables that were in Drosnin's first book. And I always kind of wondered, well, why didn't anybody go visit the actual discoverers of the Torah Code and interview them and see what they're up to instead of doing the same things over and over again? So I just mentioned that to a friend of mine named Lee that was walking through my studio one day, and I said, you know, someday I'd like to do a documentary about this, and I don't know how I'd ever meet the professors and rabbis or if they'd even ever want to talk to me, but I would really find it a privilege to meet them and do something with them about this. But I said, you know, at this point, it's a pipe dream. I don't have the money to do it, and I don't know who the people are. So, you know, I don't know how to get in touch with those folks. So that was that. He was on a project. He was a musician and producer for albums and was working on a project for Ricky Lee Jones in Japan. Came home from that trip and got on a plane to visit his brother Paul, and his flight was canceled and they had to rebook it a couple days later. He gets on the second flight not knowing where his seat was going to be, and the seat assignment putting next to this guy that looked like a rabbi who he sat next to for 5 hours on the flight back to LaGuardia. And he was sharing his bread and cheese with him, and they had a lovely discussion about the Bible codes because Lee had known about it because his father was into it, and he knew I was into it. And when they landed, he calls me and said, I think there's a guy that you're going to want to talk to. And lo and behold, it was Professor Robert Herlick from City University in New York, the guy who was writing the software to search the Torah codes, who knew all of the world experts, and basically just put me in touch with all of them. I mean, I didn't have to do anything, Jim. I basically just picked up.
So you had all the connections. You got all the connections just mysteriously like that, but you still didn't have the money to do this because you were going to have to fly to Israel and you're going to have to put together some scratches, we used to call it in the business, to be able to do this project. And then the money miraculously shows up. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a kind of thing, and you know, I really believe that everything happens for a reason, and I wasn't like trying to be a pushy Hollywood producer with these guys because I really respected their work and what they were doing, and it took a while just to build up trust with one another, and because they'd been burned before by other film companies and television companies that have come in and done their own version of it and try to disprove the codes, and it ended up in one piece that the BBC had done where it looked like, well, codes can be found in any text, and that kind of just blew the whole theory out of the water for several years. And while that's true, while you can find codes in any text, it's not the codes, just when you look at them in the Torah, come up a totally different way, and that's something we show in the film. That I was doing a lecture on the Torah codes in Orlando in 2014, and this guy came up to me the next day and said, "How much money do you need to put this film together?" And he knew that I had done Watchers and had a track record of doing a lot of documentaries, and he just wanted to fund it.
Wow.
And it suddenly got funded, and for which I was incredibly grateful to be able to finally do this film. And L.A. was busy and couldn't do it, and he had he was dealing with his he had sickness in the family, and he was having to take care of his parents and all of that. So it was basically up to me to do the film, as well as my co-producer, Terry Tilton, who is Jewish and lives in Hollywood. He's someone I've known for a number of years, and who I got to meet through a very strange circumstance as well. And she came along as my co-producer to kind of help get everything set up in Israel and get the flights booked and all of that. So all of a sudden, it just kind of fell together. And so as we're leaving for Israel, war breaks out. And Hamas was firing rockets over the border and all of that. And I called her, and I called my DP, who I actually hired Lee, the guy. I said, it wouldn't be right if you didn't come with me on this trip, because if it wasn't for you, I would have never met Professor Herrlich in the first place. And Lee's a great cinematographer, so he came with me. And I asked them both, I said, even if we're getting rockets fired at us, you want to still do this film? And they all agreed. Then we'll wear a hard hat if we have to. No one was really afraid to go. So it was excellent. By the time that our booking came up, they had a ceasefire with Hamas. And they had, like, I don't know, three ceasefires, but this was the final one. And so by the time we got there and landed, we could go pretty much anywhere we needed to go. And it was great. And Dan Gordon, we flew him in, who's a real expert and is there with the military. He got us into a bunch of places, as well as Colonel Danny Grossman, helped us a lot.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating movie. I've never been to Israel. My wife has been, and I enjoyed watching it because it was kind of like you were there. It was almost like taking a trip to Israel. I mean, just to get to see the marketplaces, some of the historic sites, and of course the interviews were fantastic as well. Before the break comes up, though, I want to kind of set the stage here. So, and we're going to take some phone calls as well. So we're talking about the first five books of the Bible, and that there are these, let's call them secret or embedded messages that are inside the first five books of the Bible. And as you said, skeptics will say, oh, this is just, you know, you could take any book. You could take a Dr. Seuss book and you could search it and rearrange the letters and find messages as well. But let me explain to you folks, when you see the movie, they actually get into the statistical probabilities and all of that of these phrases coming up in just any kind of text, as they call it, monkey text, just random text. Would these words come up? Yes, they would. But you'd have to have so many tens of thousands, in some cases millions, of characters, lines of characters, for that to happen. You can see how statistically significant these phrases are. When we come back from the break, what does the Bible code say about 9/11 and other major events? And also, can it predict the future? That and more on Jim Paris Live.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We're talking about the Torah Codes. It's a documentary film, and the guy behind it, Richard Shaw, is with us for the hour. We're going to open it up right now for phone calls and questions by email. The phone number is 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432, or your questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, always include your city, the city where you're listening, even if you're listening on the internet, include the city where you're listening at in your email, jim@christianmoney.com, or the phone number 877-317-6432. And Richard, the website that people should go to, is it pinlight.com? Would that be the best website to go to buy the movie?
No, there's two websites. Pinlight.com has a lot of information about the Torah Codes, but then the actual official site is endtodarkness.com. endtodarkness.com.
Okay,
that's
very good.
The name of the film.
Yeah, now I'm going to have a little bit of fun here to begin with, because I mean, of all the things that kind of struck me today looking at this, so I'm over on your pinlight.com site, and then I click on the See the George Norrie Tables, and folks, if you haven't seen what this looks like, if you haven't seen the Bible Code book, it's sort of like a Scrabble board is what it looks like to me, and then you're able to create these words out of going either horizontally or vertically, or in some cases on angles. But this is just shocking. So you got George Norrie's name in here is, I guess, the key word. Is that right?
Well, yeah. That actually, the the way that all started was kind of interesting. I was on his show back in January talking about the film, and some caller from London, Ontario, called in and said, could the Torah codes be the Book of Life? Now, that's something that I had discussed with Rabbi Glazerson a couple years earlier, and we both thought it could be possible. It wouldn't be ironic if the Book of Life was something we were carrying around under our arms all the time.
I mean, the Book of Life, as in your name, is as in your name is written in the Book of Life, that Book of Life?
Who's found written in the Book of Life. And the only reason that I asked Glazerson about that once is that because we were talking about finding people's names in the Torah codes, and he said, well, sometimes we cannot find everybody's name in the Torah. And I said, you really? You can't? Because I figured everybody would be in there. He goes, no, sometimes we can't find their names. I said, oh, well, then do you think the Torah codes could possibly be the Book of Life?
Wow.
And so when we mentioned it on the show, then George goes, I've got to know if my name's in there. Please have them look at my name. And I said, well, George, in all due respect, this isn't Google. You know,
it's
really... These guys are the world experts, so when they go in to do something like that, it's going to take a little time. And actually, they were kind enough to do it for me, but it took 3.5 weeks. And they came back with 9 incredible tables for George. And, I mean, these tables said things about George that, with equidistant letter sequencing, the way that the codes work in the Torah, one of them found by Professor Eliyahu Rips, who's considered kind of the spearhead of the discoverer of the Torah code, said about George Norrie, in the codes it said, loves the paranormal but clear-cut. And then crossing that line, it says radio. And then alongside of it, in parallel, it says broadcaster.
I'm looking at that
Norrie
table.
In there.
Yeah, it's shocking.
It's incredible.
This table here, one of them says broadcaster George Norrie. Then the one you're referring to, it has Coast to Coast, which is the name of his show. It has Norrie. It has George, radio broadcaster in the United States. I mean, this is just phenomenal. And that one was kind of fun. But then the one that was chilling, I heard you talk about one of the tables that made reference to 9/11. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, there's many tables in the Torah about 9/11. Probably the most famous one is the one that Professor Rips discovered. It says it's terror attack airplane. It has the basic words that were in all of the world's newspapers, which we show in the film. And the probability of finding all those words in such a tight cluster was 1 in 10 million after being run through a computer to test for probability. And what's interesting is Professor Rips once printed out the whole entire book of numbers in Hebrew on tractor feed paper on his computer, and to show that there wasn't anything except one little word off in the corner, but all of these words about 9/11 were clustered mostly into chapter 20 of the book of numbers. And you have to ask yourself, why was this all paired in this one chapter? It's clearly intentional. And this is not the only example we have. There's other.
Didn't the words Twin Towers also appear in one of the tables?
There's a table that says Twin Towers. It says September 11th. And the plain text underneath that says, and fell this day 3,000 men. Now, that's like in the plain text.
Hmm.
So, I mean, sometimes the codes appear over words in the actual scripture that seem to have some reference to what the codes are talking about. In fact, Professor Rips found interesting codes in the book of Genesis over the whole story of Adam and Eve. In the film, we show this where it talks about the serpent, you know, and all of that, and encoded in a line of text intersecting that actual line, it says, the snake will kill. And you have to realize that this encoding was done at the same time the Torah was written, 3,327 years ago this year.
Wow.
Which
now, there's something
phenomenal.
Unique. There's something unique, Richard, about the Torah compared to all of the other books in the Old Testament or even in the New Testament, for that matter. The Torah was given to Moses by God. but there's something unique about how the letters are written in the original, what are believed to be the original writings. It's as if they're words without spaces. Is that correct? It's like one stream of consciousness. It's not like you've got commas and periods and lines and chapters and verses. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, in the Midrash, it talks about the original Torah being written with no spaces between the letters, and they used to have a tool that had a little pointing finger on it, and they would drag that across the line to help find the ends and beginnings of words to read it. And through the centuries, they decided to put spaces in and some punctuation so it would be easier to figure out the flow of it. But if you just unroll an original Torah scroll in the way it was intended to be written originally and look at it, it almost looks like computer machine language. I mean, it's just a page of characters. I mean, this is what's fed into the computers when they do their searches. And this is how any text has to be prepared to go into the computer memory to do a search. If you're doing it like a search with some other kind of book, War and Peace or Moby Dick, then all the spaces have to be removed from the letters. And this is important because in any computer code, if you're off one step, then it throws the entire code off. So,
and this looks a lot like, is this, if tell me if this is right, it kind of looks like what you're doing is like a word search, like a crossword, not a crossword puzzle, but a word search puzzle with each one of these tables. Is that the idea?
That's kind of the way, as the computer's doing some pretty complicated math. It creates something called a code cylinder, which basically, once you put your keywords in, and once you decide which keywords you're going to use in your table, it usually gives you a list and tells you how many times that word appears in the Torah and how many skips that appear between the letters in the word that you've selected. Then it starts to build a table, and it sets the size of the code cylinder. The computer does that, as well as the table size. And all of that is making a spiral of all of this text, and then it comes up in the form of kind of like a crossword puzzle.
All right, we've got to cut you short there, Richard. When we come back, our last segment, we'll be taking your questions. A Chicago listener wants to know, can we tell the future with the Torah code? All of this and more right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our final segment, my guest Richard Shaw, his new movie, Torah Codes, End to Darkness. And you can find all of this on his website, endtodarkness.com. And wow, what a nice website. I was just looking at this during the break. A really, really cool design. There's a trailer of the movie and a lot of other great information. Of course, there's a link there where you can purchase the video right on Amazon as well. Did you want to jump in there, Richard?
Thank
it sounded
you.
Like you wanted to jump in there and say something on that.
Well, there is a video that we just recently put up. It's also about gematria, which is the study of numbers in the scriptures as well. And just some amazing things have turned up. Like in several lines of scripture, the number 776 keeps appearing, which to the rabbis and professors, that's the Hebrew calendar year of 2016, which actually happens in the month of September. A lot of things happened during the month of September this year. It's really very,
you know, something else
month.
That is very weird about the month of September. Of course, you're probably familiar with the Shemitah book that's
sure.
out, and
that's
the
right.
September is the 49th year, the seventh of the cycles. But here's something that nobody's really talking about. Maybe I'm sure LA is probably all over this, but did you know that the Pope is scheduled to be at the White House on September the 23rd?
Yes, I had heard something about that, and I knew that according to Jewish mystical text, the Messiah will return on a year after the Shemitah, after a sabbatical year, and will return during the sixth millennium, which is basically this millennium. And we don't know when, and we can't make those kind of predictions, but it is interesting how many times this number keeps appearing. And then we keep finding interesting things in the code tables. Like you're asking if they are predictive. Well, sometimes
right. Yeah, we've got someone from Chicago, an emailer here from our listening to us in Chicago, wants to know, can we only use this to look backwards, or can we also use it to look forward?
The problem is in looking forwards. The Book of Deuteronomy, since we're talking about a lot of rabbinical law here, that these men that I really respect that know the Torah code so well try to adhere to, is that it's strictly forbidden to be predicting the future, but yet the Torah codes seem to be a replacement, possibly, for the modern ephod. And the ephod was a device that the high priest used in those days to get answers for things. And I think we're being able to hear some of those answers through the Torah codes. For example, on February 9th, Rabbi Glazerson found a table about the election of Netanyahu. It's on the Pinlight site if anybody wants to go there. But basically, he found the whole table and said, Bibi Netanyahu will be elected on March the 17th in 5775, which is this year, 2015, and indeed he was.
Yeah, these are things, and I'm hearing from so many prophecy people that look out for later this year, that there's just too many things kind of converging around September, October of this year. And of course,
well,
even people...
Glazerson asked me, I was gonna, just quickly, because I know we're limited time here, Glazerson asked me about what I'd heard about an asteroid that had been predicted for the month of September, and we don't know. So the only thing we can do is put those words into the Torah codes and see if they're there. And sure enough, it came up. Now, we don't know if that means that people are talking about it and therefore it's being emulated in the Torah codes, or if the Torah codes are indeed predicting that there'll be an asteroid in September. We don't know, because we've seen the Torah codes do both things. Like for the year 2012, everybody said end of the world, and we found umpteen tables that said end of the world in 2012. Well, it was just that that was the zeitgeist of the times. And the
right, so it was talking,
that.
So it was predicting, if we can look at it, you know, favorably, we could say the favorable, you know, translation there is then, yeah, that was certainly something that everybody was talking about for a good 2 years beforehand, was 2012, you know, whether it, you know, that was really the end of the world or not. Of course, we know now it wasn't. That was still certainly a main topic, as you put it, the zeitgeist. I mean, absolutely.
Well, yeah, exactly. And Glazerson found a table about Barack Obama that he sent me in 2009 that I didn't know what to do with in those days, because the table was so inflammatory. Basically, it says, President Barack Obama, your father Islamic, one born in Kenya.
Wow.
Now, I asked Glazerson the other day when he happened to be visiting me in L.A., I said, whatever made you want to search for a phrase that Obama was born in Kenya? And he said, I said, because no one was talking about it at that time. I said, he heard someone mention it and just thought he would see if it was on the code table, and it was.
And of course, then you could interpret that one of two ways. You could say he was born in Kenya, or that everybody was saying he was born in Kenya versus where he was born, where they say, you know, they've got proof he was born in Hawaii, which
right.
I'm still, you know, a little bit fuzzy on all that. I never really got into that whole debate, but that's fascinating that it made all those particular references. Someone in Dallas, this is a great question here, coming in from Dallas, Texas. They want to know, can a person buy software or go to a website and actually run their own searches? This is a good question.
Yes, there are various. There's a Millennium edition of Torah Code software that if the people will look that up, they can buy that. The problem with it is that I refuse to do that myself, because I've seen so many errors made in people that are trying to look up the code. And Hebrew is a very tricky language. You have to get it right, or you could end up with a bunch of gibberish. And I've seen tables that have come up that way. I've even seen people do searches in the King James Version and thinking that they're going to find accurate tables that way. And that's just not how it works. It has to be done in the original Hebrew language, because it throws off. I mean, you'll get results, but you're not going to get...
Right, you'll get the kind of silly results you would get if you searched any random book. You're not going to get the legitimate original text type of results that you get. Florida...
Well, yeah, what I always tell people is, like, imagine if you're using the HTML code to build a web page, and suddenly I'm going to rephrase that in Old English and see if it still works.
Right, exactly. All right, now, Florida emailer here wants to know, they say they've heard you on another show, and you had something to say about Osama bin Laden in the Torah code. They want you to talk about that again.
Oh, Professor Eliyahu Rips found a table, a 29-letter text that says, I will name you destruction, and it says bin Laden, revenge will be from the Messiah. I mean, this whole sentence comes up. It's in the film, but it's an entire sentence on bin Laden. And then later they went back into that table and found all of these other words stemming off of that sentence, like, surely he will be killed. Another word said, surely he will be shot. And another sentence that touches that core sentence said, in the United States he caused trouble. And then way down at the bottom of the page, over and over, he says, we'll be shot, we'll be shot, we'll be shot. I mean, it's really unbelievable, and it's quite spectacular.
Yeah, that's amazing. Here's another one. California wants to know, does the Torah code tell us who the Antichrist might be?
We get that question quite often, but I have to remind everyone we're talking about rabbinical rabbis who aren't really into the Antichrist concept so much.
That's New Testament, and this is all Old Testament.
Right, right. But I also have to say that the Torah is probably the most mysterious books that are in the canon of the Bible that we have today, because they were given to Moses under very mysterious circumstances on Mount Sinai. There was the power of God was involved. I mean, there were all these miracles that happened at the time. Really, no other books in the Bible were given in such a profound fashion. And also, we have to remember the Torah code, the Torah books themselves, Genesis through Deuteronomy, talk about the history of the world, the creation thing, Adam and Eve, the giants on the earth. I mean, all these things are in the Torah, and that's where all these codes seem to be being found in our day now.
Richard Shaw, it's been a fascinating hour. It went way too quickly. We'll have to have you back again. The website is endtodarkness.com. If you want to find out more about all of this, to get his video, you can get it at that website. You can also go directly to amazon.com. You'll find the video there, endtodarkness.com. Richard Shaw, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank
fascinating.
You, Jim.
All right, next week. Thank you. Next week, I'm told we have a surprise guest, but I can't tell you who it is yet because it's not confirmed. So don't miss out next week. Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.